Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah, live from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Monstrous Radio.
That's what's up. What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live, online radio with a roar, definitely. I'm just DJ E-Monster. I got my co-host with me, Miss Unbelievable. It's Friday night. You know what we do. Get y'all ready for the weekend. We get y'all some fashion, some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got some hot new music for you guys. But before we even get into all that, let's go ahead and say what's up to the lady at the house, y'all. Don't be rude now. Say hi. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. How y'all doing? Because I'm doing well.
That's what's up. That's what tonight. I'm feeling monstrous. I'm actually feeling it tonight. I don't know. I might get into a nice groove. Who knows what could happen tonight.
Tonight, we're going to be in a groove tonight. All right, y'all, sit down. Hold your wheeze. Hold your hat. It's going down.
Right. Did you just say hold your wheeze or hold your hat?
Absolutely.
Okay, my bad. You have me going in front. Okay, we're going to it Friday night when we get live. Like a motherfucker. More live than I thought. Okay, y'all, here we go. Here's some new Lil Jon featuring Offset, 2 Chainz. This is the DJ Wilkie Hype mix. Check it out. This is called Live. It's a new track. Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though, if you want to talk. Hit us up. Come on here and leave this. The dance there, Miss Unbelievable. How we bopping tonight, huh?
To the left, throw your hands up. To the right, hey, hey, hey. North side, north side, north side.
Wake up in the morning feeling live. God must be really on my side. Got the baddest picture by my side. Cash make the pussy come alive. Everybody know I set the vibe. Bet I steal your bitch like it's a crime. All my niggas come from doing time. Hands in the air with just a fly. Thank God that I'm alive. I've been popping all my life. It's like my birthday every night.
The Lord, I'm alive. Your diamonds not looking alive.
Dead.
Feel the trust swerving is wild. Heard you be talking to 12. But I do not fuck with them guys.
No.
First time I see me, your bill.
Bill.
I thought it was gold in my eyes.
Yes.
The coupe all red inside.
Ooh.
Duplex shawty outside.
Ooh.
We not feeling your vibe.
Yo.
Nigga play that retire. Niggas out here ain't true. True door, coupe, no rule. Spice on the back of my shoe.
Spice.
You got more money than
who?
Christian Dior on my boo.
Dior.
Real niggas gon' salute.
Salute.
Drippin' and I got the juice.
Drip.
Molly with the Henny boost.
Ooh.
You're looking at the biggest groove.
Ooh.
I'm looking at the biggest boobs.
Ooh.
Looking at the biggest diamond that
yeah.
I put up in my mama hula hoops.
Boogers.
You niggas really out of style now.
Style.
Bitches really need to bow down.
Bow down.
Migo gang is a cash cow. Lay down the track, get the bags
Ooh.
Out. Handguns and the mags out. It's time for the birds, take a bath now. Smoking cookie, bout to pass
cookie.
Out. Come to the knock, got the bags
Thank
out.
God, that I'm alive.
it's a celebration. Stunting, I wore a mink to my graduation. Fuck the world, I think it's ovulating. If you ain't getting money, what's your occupation? Check my DNA, the A and K, or what's your boy? Woo. I think I'm kin of nature, boy. A lot of flavor, boy. I'm all about my paper, boy. With the LA and try to smoke an acre, boy. I can't relate to noise, bumping like a tankosaur. I told her, go to hell in your shoes at the door. Yeah, this the life I chose. Nigga, look at me, I look right on high.
Shawty, you wild in the mug. Damn. Woo. I ain't got nothing but one thing to say.
Thank God that I'm alive.
God.
Monsters Radio Live. We got more hot music for you guys coming up here in just a little bit. So, what you got going on tonight? 424-243-9649. Or you can connect with us on all social media. Just let us know what's popping. Where you going to be at? We're trying to be there. It is monstrously. We'll be back with more music right after this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
All right, so that's what's up. I got one more track to go, then we're going to open up the lines after this. Don't think it's all Southern and Bug and hip-hop. No, we got some hot R&B for y'all. Some new BBD, also known as Belle Biv DeVoe, if you ask your mom and pop. This is called Hot Damn. Stick with us on a Hot Damn Friday on a cool ass night. Yeah.
I need you near me, but I don't think you hear me clearly. Got me in my feelings like February. I know I ain't the first, no January girl. Cold as Ben and Jerry. Let me put you on top. You the perfect cherry, you know. My back's so legendary. I've been doing this smoke, Curly and Larry. I...
And I can act as soon as with it. Especially when you're moving it. And all I need is 2 minutes. Then after that, another 2 minutes. You got it real like a Mack truck. So BBD, girl, back it up. Do it on the can, let me set it up. And I'ma get the highlights, highlights. Ooh, I love it when you twerk that. Ooh, girl, you do it perfect. Ooh, come here, baby, let me twirl that.
The way you get it, girl, you kill it with a hearse at. Girl, you know I'm feeling and I want it in a worse way.
Girl, you know you're bad if you suck. Put you over my life, make it hurt. I wanna see you go berserk. So we can turn the club to a circus. Girl, we can turn the club to a circus.
Hot damn. Go to work. Hot damn. Go to work.
Friday Night Live in the Midwest. Yeah, it's about to get hot around here with a below the belt wind chill. Friday Night Live. Putting you in that hot spot. Hot damn. All right, you know what it is. Friday Night Live, Monstrous Radio Live. Hopefully you can be monstrous this weekend. Like I said, call us up. Let us know what's going on. Or hit us up on social media. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. Today's show's been brought to you by Monster Jewelry Shop, Trubion Entertainment, My Music Plug, Red Mind City TV, Lock Entertainment, Russell Entertainment, Behind the Scenes Entertainment. Let's see, who else? I'm running out of breath with all these little sponsors we got now. The spring is going to be nice. Thanks to all of our sponsors. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? You going to be ready for what's coming up this year, the springtime?
Oh, yes, I was born ready, been ready. I don't get ready. You know, I'm already ready. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
They gotta catch up with me. The springtime gotta catch up with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking in setting the spring on fire. You know. Oh, I'm just saying.
Okay. We'll get it in, Mayling, with the bling bling. Okay, that's what's up.
Absolutely.
Springtime, also known as rabbit season, coming up here soon. So, but hey, let's stick on tonight. So, why don't you go ahead and give the people, what's the weather like? What's the temperature like here in the Twin Cities for tonight?
Absolutely gorgeous night. Get out. It is 39 degrees outside, y'all. 39. That's like a light coat. That's not even having your heavy coat on, y'all. It's 39. Get out. It's the best time to get out because y'all know what time it is in Minnesota. Yeah, buddy.
Okay, there you go. That's Miss Unbelievable's advice for tonight. My monstrous advice for tonight is, if you're in the Twin Cities, tonight, on Friday night, tonight, stay your ass in the house. Do not go outside. No. Because somebody fucking. I'm just saying, you know how it is. When we start to warm up just a little bit around here in the Midwest, motherfuckers get to fucking. It is what it is. Somebody going to get pregnant tonight. Someone going to get somebody pregnant tonight. It's too warm outside. Stay your ass in the house. Put your phone away so no booty calls. Because this weather will get to you. You dig? That's my advice. Stay in the ass in the house.
Monstrous, I would agree with you. Monster, I would agree with you. But yeah. Do you know what day it is? Do you know what the start is today in Minnesota? Ain't nobody bumping nothing. They is already getting ready for that Super Bowl weekend that we started today in Minnesota. Everybody's outside.
Wait, what? The Super Bowl party today?
Absolutely. Today, Super Bowl festivities has started today, 5:30, downtown. Ain't nobody staying in the crib. No.
Right. I take that back. Let's put it like this. If you're going to go out tonight in the Twin Cities, in this nice weather, go get your ass some prophylactics. Go get you some condoms or something, because you going to be fucking. You're going to be fucking tonight. If you're going out, oh, yeah, the liquor in that fair weather, somebody's getting you. Yeah, somebody's getting you. Or, yeah, you getting somebody. I don't know what else to say. I had the perfect track to play behind that, but I might have to find it. So, I mean, okay, what else are we going to talk about tonight? I mean, I know we usually talk about some fashion and things like that. What else we got going on tonight? Monsters Radio Live, online radio with Aurora.
I mean, let's talk about the Super Bowl that's going to be here. The do's, the don'ts, the things you want to, you know, the things that you want to see, the things that you don't want to see, how to be safe. How to safeguard yourself, because it's all week long. What's going to be closed down? Let's just give the listeners some tips on how to deal with big crowds and everything that's going to be going down here in our city without being frustrated and want to have some bail money ready for the frustrations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's
right,
get
right,
them
right.
Ready.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's going to be a good one. Okay. That's going to be a good one. We could definitely talk about that one. Let me see here. What's some other things that we might have? And who's bumping over? Who's getting fat? Let's see. I think there's some other events going on in the Twin Cities. I guess we're going to have something for you guys here coming up in just a bit. Let's see. Anything else you want to put out there before we take our little quick break and bring it back?
Absolutely. We got Monsters Gear. So if you want to wear our gear by the Super Bowl weekend, hit us up on the monstersradio@gmail.com and say apparel, and we got you. We got bling. We got rhinestones.
Right.
We got whatever you need. Hit us up. You can even wear me
right. Hey, like
gear.
You said,
represent your girl.
I'm going to go ahead and get into some music. It's So Warm Outside. This right here is a remix. It's So Warm Out. People going out, kicking in, seeing that the Super Bowl is here. And so you already know, if you owe somebody, they're going to hit your ass with this one right here. I'm just saying. Remixes, indie music, the best from around the world. Check it out, Rihanna. Yeah, you better have that money. Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Join the conversation. Key Monster. Unbelievable.
Hey, hey, what you say? Get this money. If it's ain't, what you gonna do today? Just say, hey, I wanna get paid. Hey, 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 what you say? Get this money. If it's ain't, what you gonna do today?
Friday Night Live, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our new music, stick with us. Hey, Monster, unbelievable.
It's now boarding. Slip and slide collab. Dave Caddy.
Big Daddy. Trina. Mike Smith. Oh, Paradise.
Miami. Welcome to Paradise, ladies. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday Night Paradise. Monsters Ready Alive. Online Ready with a Raw. Bad and recent music.
Days was the better days when your whole neighborhood with hood has an ascension aid. I was just in the seventh grade when I made up my mind. My dream car was a seventh trade. Wanted a donk, I was still at the bus stop. That was around the time Trick Thugs I rush drop. 305 on the baseball cap. Used the peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat. Realest killers on the block, still jerking and sticking. Everybody used to rock Reeboks and Dickies. And my auntie was getting loose to Uncle Lou. My uncle then was selling smoking smoke. That way before the moves came through. And way, way after Hurricane Andrew. And way before the flock of fiends and skinny jeans. That real Miami life, it was paradise.
Miami.
We in the heart of Miami, the nitty and gritty. See, I was raised in a different time by some strong women with their own mind and their own grind. See, my mama was a hustler, taught me how to stack that money and make it double up. Picture me with my bamboo earrings, with my girls at the block party on 50. Wrist full of bangles, me and my girls rocking ocean waves and leisure curves. Feet locked, they swift with the rough socks. Way back then, before they knocked down Scott, before the dope boys started writing on foes. It was trues and bowls, 50s and lows. And I've been driving dudes the same. Dade County, home of the baddest in the game.
Top down, take the whole back seat out and watch the beat out. My backyard, any thoughts wearing the shorts, we called them skis. Every Friday, we was in the hey-hey. From 1 to 5 on Saturday, was kitty day. And we was packed jam junkies in. If you wasn't for the one of the beans, you wasn't getting in. All them off of 15th Avenue, they was eating like them boys off of Malibu. And too live was out with attitude. Him and them boots, silk shirts, and bally shoes. The splash down, all the goon, baby. Parade on 6-2 for my Luther King Day. And Overtown used to come alive. We used to give them straight up phase before we did drive-bys.
Okay, okay, Trick Daddy, Trina, and Mike Smith. Okay, S-M-I-F-F. So, all right, Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. You know how we do it on a Friday night. So, all right, it's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and get into our Who's Bubba Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as entertainment news for the night. What do you got on your list tonight to talk about? I got something. I'm like, wait, what? I just came across it now, and I'm like, what? I mean, you got some entertainment news for us tonight?
I just got one thing. I just have one thing. And it's with my people, the Kardashians. You know. It's with my people, the Kardashians. Kylie Jenner, Kardashian, or whoever, she's pregnant, and she's not going inside the nurse's office to do Lamaze class. She's doing it online with her girlfriend.
Okay.
Why? Why?
No, Lamar.
Why? That special. Yes, that's that breathing. You know, to help you. Yes.
Right. Right. Okay.
Like,
okay.
You too cute, you too special to go to a clinic, to go get proper training. You doing online, so we doing online now, huh? They just too much. They just do like, too much. They like, just too much.
Are you saying that like a, she's taking like an online Lamar, online class, like what, online college? Is that what you're saying?
No, an online Lamar's class. So there's a person, there's a video, and she's following the video.
Oh, okay.
Instead
okay.
of going
so, in. So basically, it's a chat. In other words. That kind of thing.
So basically.
Because like, it's online. Right. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's an online video, and she's following the video. Instead of following a real person to learn how to do it properly, the techniques and all that, she's following the video.
Okay, because that's the part I was confused. I'm like, okay, is this a real person? It must be a chat. She's like,
no.
No. It's on YouTube.
No. No, no.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Okay. I mean, maybe she didn't want to go to class because she didn't want to be in there and people be videotaping her, putting on their live and their Snapchat, her over there.
Everybody you know, you can hire a private person to come to your home and help you out. Stop being lazy.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to take no money out of nobody who do these classes online. I'm not in the business of stealing money from nobody. But I know they got money, but that don't mean you got to spend it. But wouldn't it be cheaper to just do it like that instead of hiring somebody? Because you know, as soon as they be like, yes, I'm such and such Kardashian, and I want to do a Lamaze. I'm probably saying a little ass car from France. Lamaze, whatever class, you know, they're going to...
Lamaze, man.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, you want to make sure that you bring it in your baby the right way. Stop playing. You want to make sure you're bringing your baby in the right way. You do not just be, like, cheap like that with your girlfriend on the side talking about, come on, let me show you. Stop it. That's what poor people do. Spend your money. That's what me and Keisha do. Keisha, grab that YouTube video and let's do this. Stop playing.
Right.
Nicole is not Keisha.
Yeah. That's what me and Keisha do. Alright. So, okay.
What you got? I'm just saying.
Well, okay. Well, apparently, you guys remember the whole thing. I mean, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. Maybe I'll read it and I can come back with it. But I'll put out what the little bit of piece that I've seen so far. Apparently, you guys remember Meek Mill. Y'all remember Meek Mill. His career hasn't died yet. Meek Mill, apparently, y'all remember the thing with the judge sending him back to jail for some time because, you know, they were trying to get famous. That's what that alleged had happened. The judge trying to get famous was like, put me in your reality show or something. Put me on your album, your mixtape or something, or you're going back to jail. Well, apparently, Meek is just getting railroaded left and right. Poor Meek Mills. Apparently, now they're saying that a court clerk had slipped Meek Mills a note asking for cash during the probation hearing. Apparently, Wanda Chavarria, I don't know how to say her name, apparently Wanda had gave Meek Mill a letter asking for money for her son tuition for his trimester at Virginia State Commonwealth University. They ain't even a full-fledged university. That's a Commonwealth University. Okay, so that's what it is now? So now that, I mean, damn, they might just let him go. They just throw his whole case away. But just let him go. Just go on, Meek. Go on about your business, bro. Just gone. We ain't gonna fuck with you. Don't say nothing to us.
We ain't going to mess with you. You don't mess with us. It's gone. Because this shit has gotten out of hand. First, the judge sent him back to jail on a bullshit charge. Gonna send him back to jail because allegedly she wanted to become famous by me doing something for her. Now we got a court clerk slipping them things. Hey, Poppy, can you pay this bill? And you know he's in a situation where he feels like he probably got to pay it. Like, damn, okay, if I pay this, you're going to fuck up some of my legal documents and I'm going to get up out there. Get it. I mean, have you heard anything about that?
No, but his lawyer better be worth what he pays, because if that's what's going on, he needs to move his case out of that jurisdiction and get his, you know, conviction overturned, because what they're doing is definitely, totally, utterly the law. That is blackmail.
That's extortion.
And usurping your authority. So, yeah, I think, you know, document everything. I think they need to have everything, show everything, and then, you know, get going on his appeal.
Right. Okay. Well, check it out. I'm about to be petty. This right here is what she wrote. This is from the letter that she's supposed to have wrote. It says, Mr. Williams, I guess that's me, last name. Mr. Williams.
Wow.
My name is Wanda, whatever she said her last name is, and I hope that you don't take offense to this letter or my request, but I had to take this opportunity for my son. As a fan of the arts, dancing, singing, theater, I'm praying that you would be able to help my son. Please feel free to contact me at or email me at with questions that will probably be my son's last semester at VCU if the tuition isn't paid for the year. And unfortunately, with my bad credit, I'm unable to secure a loan or co-sign a loan for my son. Anything you can do is very much appreciated. It is every parent's hope to provide the best for their children. Unfortunately, I am unable to fully financially support Marcel's dream of going to college and pursuing his dream. So I am turning to our friends and family for help. It takes a village. Every little helps. Please donate what you can to help him attend VCU. Thank you so much. And then she signed it. Well, I'll be damned. I don't know if that was a permission slip. It was very professional. I don't think you should be giving that to no convicted felon, but that's very, very professional, if I do say so myself. Miss Unbelievable, I mean, how you feel about it? I mean, was that wrong? She did take a chance of an opportunity for her child. Was this the right or the wrong time to do that? That's the question.
First of all, it takes a village, family, and friends. When do we become friends? When did you become my friend, first of all? If I was Meek Mill, do I know you? When did we become friends? And how are we family? And what village are we running? And what village have I ran into with you with? I'm just saying. That's my first question. Second, of course, she knows how to write. She's in the attorney's office or wherever she's at. But come on, you is being very, very, very out of pocket right now. That is just, yeah. I will be very offended. I'll be feeling very disrespectful, and I will be coming for her job, like, for real. The village will be burning, getting burnt down, like, for real. I'm burning your village down.
Right, what are you talking about? It take a village. Well, you're going to be sitting in the village, and I'm going to be sitting in jail. You better work that shit out. Check it out. Yeah, here goes some more new music. This right here is a new artist. I just hooked up with him today, this morning. Hopefully his thing drops in soon. This is Ray Band. This is called Whole Lot of Money. He got a hot track that has, it's kind of like an R&B thing for the ladies. It's called Take Me Back. But I'm going to go with this right here, because this right here fits on a Friday Night Live. This is Whole Lot of Money. Monstrous Radio, online radio, were rolling with an underground artist above ground making clicks, and the independent players are all up in your face. Ray Band, Whole Lot of Money, Friday Night Live. I'm about to spin all night night. Miss Unbelievable, you ready to spin all night night?
All night night. All night night.
Let's get it.
We live, y'all.
Let's go.
Drum dummy.
Right arm flexing, left arm stunting. Jumped out the car, whole lot of money. Niggas looking funny, whole lot of money. Bitches shaking something, whole lot of money. Right arm flexing, left arm stunting. Junior, he leaving. I shake a bank on you hoes. I make a cake for you hoes. I wanna get your ass a business, but goddamn, look at your toes. Live a life that's made of gold. Got Bandy all day, whoa. That's all we do is chase dough. I don't know what you been on. What the hell is your occupation? It's money that we chasing. If you don't like it, mask up. We'll walk the bitch to my Jason. Right arm flexing, left arm stunting. Jumped out the car, whole lot of money. Niggas looking funny.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. Yeah, we are the Monstars. You can invite us to come turn out your event. Yeah. Hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com for the tension events with the Monstars. We got DJs, we got a hype crew, we got hosts, we got everything you need. Just hit us up. Hit us some more hot new music. We're going to open up the lines right after this. Hit us up. You know how we do it. Check out, this is Steel Rex and Rick Ross. It's called Purple Lamborghini. I kind of like this one right here. You got something you want to hear? Hit me up on the Monstars page on Facebook, CHEMONSTARZ. That's how y'all can find me and Miss Unbelievable. You did connect with us, add us on social media. But for now, rock with me, the Monster in the Monster Mix.
Biggest boss and I've been a trillis. I'm a bigger problem when I click with Sprillis. Murder on my mind, it's time to pray to God. My revolver's not religious, the revolution's born. You wanna know my name, then go and tell us us. You wanna know my gang, Suicide Squad. Pistol on my waist, I might make a mistake. Dead shot, headshot, oh my God, am I crazy?
Drugs every corner, this is Gotham City. Killer croc, came to kidnap you to cut out your kidney. Ain't no mercy, got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Rosé, so she know that pussy worth it. Flooded Rolex at the Grammy Awards. They still selling dope, that's those Miami boys. Killers everywhere, it ain't no place to run. Forgive me for my wrongs, I have just begun. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Rosé, don't be begging for your life, cause that's a lost cause. High stakes, body armor, suicide, boy. It's the time for games and it's the time to kill. Make up your mind, baby, cause the time is here. Capital murder, capital letters. Yeah, she catching my vibe, but she can't fathom my chatter. Need a couple gang members for these new endeavors. From this point on, anything we do together. Body on the corner, million in the trunk. Seven figures I spend at every other month. Killers on the corner, talents in the clip. Build a palace out in Paris just to fill with bitches. Say my name and I'm coming with the gun squad. Everybody running, homie, there's only one gun. Cocaine, white Ferrari, I'm in the fast lane. Every day was life and death, that's when the cash came. Count money, drug residue, even blood on it. He had a job until I put my cuz on it. Kicking in the door, boy, the suicide squad. Needle in my arm, so I'm do or die for it. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Rosé.
Friday Night Live. Yeah! You know how we do. Hot new music. Hot new night. Twin Cities. Global. This is how we do it. So we're getting ready for this whole big, what is it, like 10 days of the Super Bowl there? It's unbelievable. The Twin Cities is about to be lit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about to be lit. Make sure y'all drink y'all some water. Apparently the city is really, really be getting prepared for it. Damn it, I don't close up my box. I have some more stuff, information for you guys about that Meek Mill situation. Also looks like Kodak Black looks like he's been arrested. Look, he's saying he's being held on something real sketchy. So maybe I can get some more of that before we get up out of here before the night's over. But yeah, a lot of things are going down. We said talk about some do's and don'ts if you're coming into the cities for the Super Bowl. What's some do's and don'ts when you come here to the Twin Cities? Let's see. I mean, what are actually some do's and don'ts if you're coming out here? That's what I was going to say. They do have a lot of the people in the city are getting prepared. Everybody knows all the artists. They're coming up with Super Bowl songs, songs about the city, to hype up, love and support. For our area, a teacher had did something with the students. They had to put something together. It was like I can't remember exactly. Somebody else brought it to my attention, but they couldn't get me the link fast enough. It was about something about bring your gloves, your coat, and your boots. something about staying warm out here. It did. So I think that was really slick. Above all, I haven't seen it yet, but obviously it was slick enough to get my attention, people to bring it to my attention without even being able to bring it to me yet. So, I mean, what's some things, do's and don'ts, if you're an artist here in the cities? Let's start with that first. What's some quick do's and don'ts if you're an artist here in the Twin Cities or coming to the Twin Cities? What should you have together?
Your music. play what we want to hear. You know what I'm saying? If you got something new, do a quick 1-2, but then play what's been rocking. Because we will bop to it. You know what I'm saying? Be relevant.
Right.
What you got?
Well, here's one thing. Here's one thing I would say. If you're an artist, you've got to have you a jam box. It's a Bluetooth item. You can connect to your phone, whatever. I probably shouldn't be saying it because that's an actual product, but you need you some type of little USB speaker box. Why? Because they usually stump. They don't cost that much. But when you're out and about, if you're an artist, you know how it is, especially if you've been in the South by Southwest, you've been to AC3, you don't want to just walk up to anybody just handing them your CD. Why? They may take it, but they also may chuck it. And the problem with that is now that's wasted material, money, that you're trying to make back by promoting yourself. I'm hoping to sell something else in the future. Now that's just material gone, something you can give to somebody else. So this is what I've learned you can do. Play your song in that jam box. You and your squad, whatever you guys walk, slow down the street. Now the people that walk past you, that come within so many feet of you, once they start bopping to it, like, uh-oh, wow, now you hit them with a CD. You have their attention. They may want it now. Instead of you just handing them something out the blue, check out my next tape. Check out my CD. They might throw it away. You dig? So if you're smart, you have some type of USB radio box, or, you know, you could have your old school boom box. It don't matter. But you need something that's going to play your music loud and you can feel the lows in it. Don't just do it on your phone. That's not going to be loud enough. You need something you can hear that boom. And those little USB speaker boxes, they do that for you. So that's one thing that you can have. Can you think of another?
Make sure you go like in groups of 2 or 3 to different places. Like just don't just be you. Make sure you have like a group going to this club or a group going to this club or a group going to that club. Make sure you know your whole squad is representing you, you know, with, like I said, your gear on, some cards that have something to, that's going to say, look at me. And then they can say, were you there? Y'all was everywhere. You know, make sure that someone can put your in their mouth and or get close to the stage, you know, hey, you know, have them shout you out. Do something to be noticed.
Right. Here's another thing, too. If you're coming into the Twin Cities, especially during the daytime, I mean, don't get me wrong, venture out. You know what I mean? Go into, like, the low end, the high ends, all those things. They got some great mom-and-pop shops for you. That's where you're going to find a lot of the real soul food, whether it be North Side, South Side, St. Paul, the Midway, those type of things. But I'm going to tell y'all, if you're from out of town, don't get it twisted and think this shit is sweet and Purple Rain and Prince is always out here talking about some ooh. Stay your ass within the business district after dark. I'm going to keep it 100. Your ass will end up and get got. I'm going to keep it 100. Don't think shit is all sweet when you see that snow out there. That is not snow cone material, pimping. You dig? That's real street right there. Stay within the business districts. During the daytime, do not venture out during the nighttime of the business district. I'm just telling y'all, do what you got to do, but get your ass out of there before dark. That's one thing. And as artists, you guys should already have an account with Monster Gear because you should be walking around with your logo on everything. I don't care if you got to tag your moon boots, your old jackets, whatever you got to do, hats, shirts, socks, mittens. Everything should have your brand and your logo on it because everybody's been coming from everywhere. you don't know who's going to see your logo and be fascinated by it and approach you and say, hey, what's up? And you can introduce yourself. Also, when they see you totally branded as a product, commercially, they respect you more because they see you about it. Okay, he's got a whole outfit that's branded on. This is something real here. Let me talk to this young man or young woman about doing some investment in their company, in that brand. Always have your brand on. Don't always be so fixed in and wearing this Gucci and all this other stuff. Go to a small company, get your brand on your shirt, get it hot, rhinestones, whatever you want to do, glitter, get it, whatever. I don't care if you put reflective duct tape. It don't matter. Put something on something with your logo on it so people can see you and be visual, because that's what it's all about, building your brand, because once they see it again and again and they hear it again and again and again and again, they become familiar, they're more apt to buy from it. Good example, Maybach Music. You'll have no problem buying something that says Maybach. You'll have no problem buying something that says Bad Boy, Universal, or Artista. They built that brand. Build your brand the same way. My bag. I'm the OG dad. I just got to going, didn't I? I just got to going. Everybody looking for a recess right now. Like, please, it's Friday night. I'm trying to enjoy my drink. And you over here playing OG. Be Monster, take the wheel. But yeah, that's just a couple things. We'll talk about more things all throughout the week to help keep you on point. So, hey, don't forget, tell people about us all week, 424-243-9649. Call in, ask questions. You got things you want to do. You got an event. Put us on your guest list. We'll show up, you dig, and we're going to show out. I'm just saying. We're going to party. So, all right, let's see. What else we got? We got some more, a couple minutes to waste over here, Miss Unbelievable. Okay, what else we want to put out there? Anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, there's a lot of free stuff that's going on downtown Minneapolis. There's a lot of free concerts going on every day. There's like the ski. I think there's like a ski slope. There's ice sculptures. There is so much going on downtown. Just go. Just take a peek. This is history in the making for Minneapolis. So just go see. There's going to be a lot of crowds. So make sure you don't bring like a big old purse. Put your stuff in your bra. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Put the monies in your nanas. And then, fellas, you know, put the money in your sock. You know what I'm saying? Just don't have flashy stuff going on, because there is pickpocketers out there. There is people that is, you know, going to, we got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That's trying to make your experience just messed up. So just be smart. Have fun. Don't go by yourself. Don't be there too late at night and you walking around by yourself, because our pedophiles is out. Like I said, you know, don't go to the mall, girls. Hey, go in packs. Parents, go with your kids. There's plenty of security downtown. There's snipers everywhere. I'm going to tell y'all that ASAP now. There's snipers on hidden. We are protected, but protect yourself for real. Be smart about it and drink some water and enjoy our weather. It's going to be nice. 30s. Yay.
Right. It's like I say, it feels like a heat wave. A lot of people coming into town, they're going to be looking at people like, they ain't got no winter jacket. What? They feel like that in Minnesota. Man, it ain't cold right now. But hey, I hear it's supposed to get like cold though over the couple of days and closer to the Super Bowl and all that type of stuff. Ooh, everybody talking about they wanted to get rid of that dome. Y'all want to be outside. Y'all going to be outside all week. What y'all going to do? I don't know. So, all right, don't forget, also Sunday nights we're at Bullwinkle's. I don't know if we're doing something special because of the Super Bowl stuff that's going on. I don't know. But definitely stay close to us. We might be throwing a surprise underground bowl party. So stay close to us. Don't tell nobody. This is just between me, it's Unbelievable, and you. Can't nobody else hear us. It's just you out there. So, hey, we got some stuff coming up. Stay close to us. Don't forget to check all the things that we got going on, either on Facebook, Monster US Radio, to usradio.com. You can find all the information over there. So, let's see. What else we got to put out there, Miss Unbelievable? Don't you guys
okay,
going
so
on
we're
going Sunday?
To be at the...
Yes, I was getting ready to say it. Yes, we're going to be at the TC Meet and Greet at the A Mill Loss, 301 Main Street. Cost is $5 to get in. We're going to have the Monsters Jewelry there. Come enjoy this day party with us. It's going to be fun. It's right across the river from what's going down at the Super Bowl. So come through. It's going to be fun. Parking and ramps and parking at meters. Food.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Music. The whole nine.
That's what's up. That's it. Hey, they did perfect timing for this one. I'm just saying. And where it's at, that's a beautiful view. You dig? I'm just saying, it's a beautiful view. Great place to go walk right there along that river piece right there. So, yeah, make sure you guys connect with us. Come out and see us. Wow, Monster Jewelry, we're going to be out there. We got a lot of hot jewelry. So come out. Make sure you take care of one of my sponsors. If you really indulge in listening to the show, we need your support. You dig? We're not going to do like the other stations. Not yet. We're not going to do like the other stations. Not yet. And sit here and say, hey, will you give me $10? So we'd rather have you guys participate in some of the things that we do. That's how we get our funding to keep the show going. So if y'all don't want us to be on here talking about a telethon, be on here like Jerry, what's his name? You dig? Talking about be on here like every 10 minutes, oh, we need to get to another $1,000. Oh, no, no, I don't like that. You dig? I'd rather say, hey, purchase a shirt at a reasonable price. Purchase some jewelry at a reasonable price. Help support the show. And you're going to be monstrous. So, let's see, any last words? I got that lady in my ear talking about something. You got 90 seconds. Oh, bet. So, all right, what we got for last words? It's unbelievable. You got shout-outs? Anything else?
Shout-out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul surrounding areas. We got the Super Bowl here, and it's about to be lit in our city and state. I'm excited. Let's go. Super Bowl, yes. I'm a fan. Let's get it.
There it is. There it is. So I ain't showing my way out of here. I'm going to do it like this, or I should say, y'all already know how I do it. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. So, all right, don't forget to strap it up, your seatbelt and your butt. It is what it is. Monsters Radio, online radio with a roar. Tune in to our next show. E-Monsters, it's unbelievable. We out.
In a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ayy, worry, shopping, that mean copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a popper, homie, hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire. Bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Maya. Oh, stirring up the pot, I'm a liar. And just hit it one time, I'm a piper. Yeah, I hit it two times, then I like her. Yeah. Pull up, you could get. Pull up, grapes, make your nigga.
I'm the